Today's show is brought to you in part by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/lifespring. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Welcome to the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 100. Yeah, I know it's not the weekend yet when this is being released, but that's okay. Hey, my name is Steve Webb, and this is number 100 of the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show. Got a lot of great music for you today. It's a long show because I got a lot of great music. Some of it's new, some of it you may have heard before. Right now my hands are covered with the blood of all the thoughts that flood my aching mind. I know that when left alone, I'll find the time to match your desires up to mine and see what's right. That was Manic Bloom with Running From The Scene. New music for the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show. Now we're going to play one we played before. This is Callahan with It Was Meant To Be.
It was meant to be, and better than I could believe. Something we can hold on to till the stars. I am you and you.
Well, it's only appropriate that I should play Josh Woodward on the 100th episode of the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show. Josh has been a favorite of mine since starting the show, and so I thought I'd find a new one for you and play it today. This is Morning Blue.
I woke up this morning on the wrong side of the bed. The hazy sunrise wraps a veil around my head. I can't get motivated. The swimming thoughts are drowning in my head. And if by some coincidence I do just what they said, then the morning blue is warning you. The Sabbath branch is storming through in the dawn of the morning blue. Just take me away. The fire of failed reason and the rain every season and the patriotic treason, the ringing of the bells, the avalanche of sorrow and the soul afraid tomorrow. There is not a day tomorrow, it's all about today. And the morning blue is warning you. The Sabbath is storming through in the dawn of the morning blue. Just take me away. Set me free and I will be afraid enough to find it. Take my hand or take a stand and I would never mind it. Sit and stare, or say a prayer for all you left behind. Call on me, just never be the last one left in line. Oh. All day instead. There ain't no profit in this day that lies ahead. These blurry images still echo in my head. And the morning blue is warning you. The Sabbath branch is storming through in the dawn of the morning.
Yeah, so it's been a while. It's taken a while to get to show number 100. But you know what? My life has been crazy. I've been so very busy. I've had several voiceover projects that I've been doing. I'll talk to you a little bit more about the voiceover thing in a little bit. But yeah, it's just been busy. And I apologize for taking so long to get back to you with a show. Matter of fact, I got an email from a listener some time ago, and he said, "Man, oh man, are we spoiled or what? I really miss the weekend music shows. I lost count of how many songs I've gone to iTunes and downloaded after hearing them on your weekend show. I hope you're doing well and that things are perhaps calming down a bit. God bless." And that was Steve from Hearst, Texas. So yeah, I know it's been a while, and I'm sorry about that. I hope to be able to get back into somewhat of a regular schedule here real soon, like starting now, I hope. No promises, but that's my intention anyway. Well, let me get back to the music. Next up is Joe Roy with Out on a Limb. ¶¶
but the little girl's got his magic. Somebody find my phone. You see, I don't remember nothing. I just found myself alone. Somebody needs to help me. Cause now I ducked out on a limb. Yeah, with nothing to protect me.
So anyway, the voiceover thing is steveweb.net. That's my voiceover website. What's voiceover? Well, anything that you hear that you don't see a person, that's a voiceover. Like when you're listening to the radio, obviously, commercials, they're voiceover. The DJ is a voiceover guy of sorts. But radio commercials, yeah, that's voiceover. Let's see, when you go to an internet site and there's, let's say, an instructional video, the guy that's doing the talking on the video, that's a voiceover guy. You go to the movies, you see trailers, and the guy, you know, in a world where, you know, that's a voiceover. Lots of different things. So the audiobooks, which we'll talk about a little bit later too, but audiobooks, that's voiceover. And so I've been doing several of those kinds of things lately. I'm in the process of recording the Douay Rheims Bible, which is a very old translation of the Bible. And let's see, I've been doing commercials left and right. I've got commercials running from coast to coast right now. Everywhere from True Value hardware stores to, I can't even think of them right now, but yeah, so that's what I'm doing. If you need a voiceover if you have a business and you need a radio commercial, come to steveweb.net and get in touch with me, or just write me at steve@steveweb.net. If your church has a production that needs a voice, now you know where you can go. So, you know, that's what I'm doing, and that's part of the way that we put food on the table around here. And Steve Webb Voiceovers is one of the sponsors of this show. And next up here is Natalie Nicole Gilbert. Natalie has become a friend of mine, an internet friend, but a friend nonetheless. She has introduced me to some people that have gotten me some voiceover work. She herself is a voiceover artist, and this is a new song that she wrote not long ago, and it's called Better Than This Life, Natalie Nicole Gilbert.
My soul finds rest in you alone. My salvation comes from your love for me. You are my fortress and my shield. I find rescue here in your arms. So I trust when all around me fails. Life is but a breath that catches in my lungs. When I run out of strength to stand, you're here to take my hand and lead me through these valleys. Rest in you alone. my salvation comes from your love for me.
Isn't that nice? This is Blind Pilot with Go On, Say It.
Picking up sound on the interstate, I am my breath, riding in waves. There will be time when the sleep I'm in covers me cold, covers me thin.
So happy to welcome Audible to the LifeSpring Media family. It's taken quite a long time, but we finally gotten the deal made. Audible has supported podcasting for some time now, and I can speak from personal experience as an Audible customer that this is a company with first-rate customer service. I'm happy to have them aboard. And for you, the faithful listeners of the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 14-day trial to give you a chance to check out their service. With over 75,000 titles, it's a pretty safe assumption that you'll find some books that you'll really enjoy. And to get you started, I'd like to recommend the official Chuck Norris Factbook, 101 of Chuck's favorite facts and stories. I listened to a portion of it earlier today, and what a crack up. Some of the things that are in there are just priceless. So, you know, Chuck has been a cultural icon for a long time. And for the first time ever, in the official Chuck Norris Factbook, Chuck himself gives his readers not only his favorite quote-unquote facts, roundhouse kicked by the man himself, but also the stories behind those facts and the code by which Chuck lives his life. Fans from every corner of the globe will enjoy both the fanciful and the inspirational from one of the world's greatest action heroes, a hero who doesn't sleep, only waits. So you can have this book for free right now if you go over to audiblepodcast.com/lifespring. That's audiblepodcast.com/lifespring. I'm thinking that you'll be glad you did.
Sad eyes, wipe your tears, put on a pretty smile. Things are gonna get better, child. Stand in the mirror, honey, try on your favorite shoes. Look what a little mascara can do. Say goodbye to the blues and their lies. Don't you worry about this, don't you worry about that, don't you worry about love. Don't you worry about this, don't you worry about that, don't you worry about love. Soak up the afternoon at some cappuccino bar. Let the clientele see how wonderful you are. Shadows will fade and broken dreams will mend. You're gonna find a way. In the end, it's okay. Oh, it's alright.
Don't you worry about this. Don't you worry about that. Don't you worry about love. Don't you worry about this.
Dean Crippane with Don't You Worry, featuring Missy Hale. Up next is Check in the Dark, Running from the Sum.
Maybe if you just stay, everything would be alright. get you off of my mind. Serena, well, now I got some place to go, but no one to show all the places I've been. Everywhere I go, I see your face again. Sure enough, yeah, yeah. And she says it's easy to run from things such as love when all you've ever had, you're just so tired of losing. So roll the dice one more time for me tonight. So maybe if you just stay, everything would be alright. I could get you off of my mind. Running around is fine. Serena,
weekend music, huh? This is Nina Landis with Day to Day. Nina has sung with Phil Keggy, and that's how I discovered her. In my interview with Phil, he mentioned Nina, and I'm glad he did.
It seems to me that things are coming down, down, down to the
Speaking of interviews, this is Brian Duncan, and I interviewed Brian to introduce the album from which this song comes. It's called Still Dancing, the name of the album. The name of this song is Things You Bring, and I'll be talking more about Brian in just a couple of minutes.
Sweet love letters, all that I mean to sweet Jesus, the things you bring to me.
King of kings,
the things you bring, your tender loving and embrace of me.
Sweet Jesus, things you bring to me.
Until the end of an eternity.
King of kings, things you bring to me.
Reaching out for me to draw me in.
Things you bring to me.
A little grace for every now and then.
So that's my friend Brian Duncan. And yeah, he is a friend of mine. He's a neighbor of mine, lives not too far from me, and we've developed a friendship over the years. And in addition to being a great songwriter and singer, he is now an author. He last year published a book called Hogwash, and his newest book is called Dear God, Really. But the book Hogwash is something that he and I worked on together, creating an audiobook version of the book. And what I'm going to do now is play for you an excerpt of some of the chapters from the Hogwash audiobook. And for more information on that, you can go to hogwashhumor.com.
Motorcycles are great for clearing your head. I can now tell when it's time to get on the bike because there's a ringing in my ears that won't go away. It's a high-pitched frequency that comes with all the little annoyances in a day. Mostly it's that cell phone frequency of someone else's voice telling me what I gotta do next. Or when I realize I've had my nose to the grindstone for hours or days, a motorcycle might be the one roller coaster you don't have to stand in line to ride. And the good news is, you can go around again if you feel like it. Closest thing to flying you can do on the ground, it's Drano for your head, a spectacular cleansing of the cobwebs in your soul. It's a regained sense of control with the flick of your wrist, the wind pushing the twist out of your face, putting it back where twists belong. On the road, like streets of gold running through the gates of heaven, suddenly angels aren't so hard to believe in. Miracles might be possible, but if nothing else good ever happens today, this moment will always be mine. Just one of an ongoing series of little vacations. Once a day, if I'm lucky, for an hour or two, all my troubles fly by like those little white lines on the highways I ride. It's the cheapest of all the vacations I've taken. I can return to my post with fresh air in my lungs, maybe the smell of earth or the rain or the trees that have blossomed. The V-twin is hot, but my turmoil has cooled. And that ringing in my ears? Well, it finally disappears. Good reasons to just ride. Mom is moving in and bringing her little dog. Court-ordered anger management. How a biker knows he's getting old.
Get off my lawn.
Adjusting kneecap before dismounting bike. New engine brakes in at 50 miles per hour. Use of tattoos to cover age spots. Thoughts you've had about idiot cagers. Throw a live skunk through the open window.
Hey!
Descriptions you don't want to hear when your club rolls in mass. Look, the Shriners are here. Justifications for bike accessories explained to wife. Low-profile tires grip better in rain. Aftermarket loud pipes save lives. Chrome makes bike more visible in traffic. Red flags when looking to buy used bike. Answer is maybe when asked if bike was ever dropped. Offers to throw in extra parts. You have to check it out after dark. I lost the registration. I'll take 500 cash, but you gotta write out right now. Things you don't say in a biker bar. I just won the lottery. They paid me in cash. I just broke up with my girlfriend. She's out in the parking lot. Possible eye hazards on your scooter outing. Butt crack on a crotch rocket. Nose picker driving the Winnebago. Moose leaving dung deposit on roadway. Why bikers have tattoos? Can't remember girlfriend's name. Good cover for age spots. Body can be identified when head is missing. Reminder, you actually had a mom. Why a lot of bikers have shaved heads? Can't tell he's not wearing a helmet. Easier to get your head out of your tight places. How a biker knows there's been a downturn in the economy? Sold the dog for a tank of gas. Passenger seat sold because mama's working two jobs. Regular maintenance includes duct tape and a coat hanger. Biker theology on little frickin' stickers. There is a God, you're not him. Jesus is coming, look busy. The devil loves you, idiots are easy to work with. If prayer changes things, why are you still here? God's plan A is usually my plan B. God loves sinners, good news for me. Classic literature a biker has read cover to cover. That would be... How a biker makes sense of the Bible. Hey, we all got kicked out of the garden. Better understanding of the road to redemption. Personal experience with a reprieve from the judge. Already knows what rapture feels like. Understands trusting somebody to have your back. Also understands being ratted out and left for dead. Spiritual journey needs a kickstart.
So check that out at hogwashhumor.com. Audiobook version is only $9.95. This is Pamela Martin with Butterfly.
Before you say another word, before you give in, scared. you get scared and run away. Before I don't hear what you have to say. Take a deep breath and let it begin to fade away. No one has to pay. So
very nice, isn't that? Well, I got just one more cut for you. But before I go, I just wanted to thank Audible.com. Ask you to go to audiblepodcast.com/lifespring. You can download a free audiobook. I want to thank Ignition Press and Brian Duncan's Hogwash audiobook. And, of course, I want to thank Steve Webb Voiceovers at stevewebb.net. Hey, check out the newest Lifespring show, number 196, called Lord Save Us From Your Followers. It's a great DVD that was just released, and it's got something in there for everybody, whether you're a believer in Jesus Christ or not. This next song is from the movie. It's called Lord Save Us, and the artist is Sam. And by the way, you can find links to all the music on the show notes page at lifespringmedia.com. Just go down and click on the Weekend Music Show icon, and it'll take you right to the show notes page. But until next time, this is Steve Webb saying God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.